Okay, good. Shkar Ches, we will definitely have a tie into the Shivat Nechemta. We will connect it to the Haftar and Parashas Ekev in a few minutes. First of all, Shkar Ches, everybody who learned with us Sefer Yirmiyahu, this Mirtz Hashem will be the final shiur for the summer. But I wanted just to it's a geshmak to learn Sefer Yirmiyahu. There's an overall discussion as to, we know the Sefer is not written chronologically. That's for sure. It doesn't start chapter 1 and go straight. But according to some, actually chapter 3, I'm referring to this book by Rabbi Binyamin Lau, The Fate of a Prophet. He thinks that the chapter 3 happened immediately after chapter 1. So we went straight. We think that, well, you'll see why he says that in a little bit. This is a nevuah that Yirmiyahu is giving to the northern kingdom, which had already been exiled. But, it's an idea that there were people, we'll call them stragglers or individuals who were there, and it's a chance to try to reconcile a broken and a fragmented nation. And Yirmiyahu is going to them almost directly, according to the way he's learning. This is the first thing, he's going to Ephraim, the northern kingdom, and reaching out to them to try to get them to bring them back. Because again, he's starting off his career as a Navi, and he has Yoshiyahu, the big tzaddik, who's making this whole mapecha, the whole revolution of tshuva and bringing everybody back. He thinks this is the time to bring all the reunite, the two parts of Klal Yisrael.
These are the stragglers of the Sefer.
Correct. Those who were, for whatever reason, did not, stayed behind a little bit. Correct. The first few psukim have the metaphor of a divorced wife, which, just if you want to go back for 1 second to Perek Beis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, right? Yeah, we have Zechar to Lachesed Nu Urayich Avas Kulo Sayich. Right, I remember, we were so beloved, and now it's like a grusha, meaning that the contrast just between Perek Beis and Perek Gimel of I remember how loving and how what a close, warm, beautiful relationship we have, and now just the beginning of Perek Gimel. Just open up for a second. Lemer Hein Shalach Ish Es Ishto. The man sends away his wife, right? V'halcha me'ito v'haisel ish acher. She has another husband. Yoshu v'leha oyun alo chanof techenaf ha'aretz ahi v'at zonis reim rab mishov elai nu'um Hashem. The idea of machzir grushoso, just the halacha is that if a man sends away his wife, he divorces his wife, which again, that's the imagery that Yirmiyahu was starting. We've been divorced from Hashem, so to speak. So if she never marries anybody in between, he's allowed to take her back. That's the halacha. If she gets married to somebody else, Reuven divorces his wife and she marries Shimon, so at that point Reuven is no longer allowed to marry his original wife anymore. So the imagery that Yirmiyahu was saying, how could you guys have been so unfaithful? The Klal Yisrael, you had znus, which is, you were immoral, you were unfaithful, you had adultery with all the Avodah Zarah. So how could a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're my wife, but I can't take you back? I can't take you back anymore. The Mepharshim point this out. I'm not reading, I guess, the Pasuk Beis. Se'iei Nayich, right? Al Sefayam, Uri'i Eifo Lo, Shugalt, Shekavt, Al Drachim, Yeshav, Lahem, Karavi, Bamidbar, you wait like an Arab, Patach Nifizi, Aretz, Bezunusayich, Uvrosayich. The whole earth has become, disgusting with your Zus. You were everywhere, right? You were always racing after them. The Mitzvah's Dove, it says, Harime Naich Lahabit al Haharim, Mahagavoyim, look at the mountains, Uri, Eyamakom Asher Lo Shechavta Shama. Where's the place where you did not lie down and were unfaithful, right? Am Noafim, you're an adulterous nation, Ratzaloma Asher Lo Avada Shama of Akum. Look all around, I mean, everywhere you look, there was no place that doesn't speak about your infidelity. So this is a very powerful image. Then, I want to read the Malbim also in this puzzle, there's a very nice Malbim over here also. He says, am I able to take you back? Hakavona she'im hayu mlavodah zara miyuchedes kichol goy haaretz devekim bo lohay evshalah shivam. If you would have been, really attached to another avodah zara, I wouldn't be able to take you back. Ava'at lo davka b'avodah salidim. You didn't really attach yourself to them. Dibuk atzmi. It wasn't a real, an essential connection. Rak znus lefi shah, which is like a fling, like an affair, like a znus lefi shah. V'lovan azor achas rak zlecha mi goy el goy v'nazik lizmanus el goy haaretz. You just did this because you wanted to act like all the other goyim. You were ashamed. You wanted to just pretend to be like them. You only did this if you wanted to act and impersonate the other nations.
Who is this again?
This is the Malbim saying this. Therefore, you can still do tshuva. And that's really the opening message. That's the theme of Yirmiyahu when he's coming out and saying, you can still do tshuva. And if you look at just, we won't do all the psukim in the parak. But again, the first four or five psukim are talking about how unfaithful you are. And the pasuk, hey, hayintur la'olam, im yishvul l'netzach, meaning, can you imagine if you're speaking the northern kingdom that has not been to Yerushalayim in years, and the Navi is now coming directly to you and saying, you think Hashem's going to be angry at you forever? I mean, of course not. Of course not. You're still able to connect and to be with them. And the messages of these psukim, I'm going to skip a little bit. Look in Yud Beis. Haloch across the El Advarim Ha'elet Safona. Go to the north. Vamad Shuva Mushava Yisroel. Ne'um Hashem. Lo Abel Panayim Bachem. I'm not angry at you. I'm not upset. So the people who thought they were too far gone, this is like Yirmiyahu saying, no, it's not too late. You could still come back. And when Rabbi Lau in his Sefer has a fascinating idea that what would really prevent the northern kingdom from wanting to come back to Yerushalayim, they always felt like second-class citizens. You guys got the real deal. You had the Beis HaMikdash. We used to have the Mishkan and Shiloh, but you took that from us. So what Rabbi Lau points out is in this fascinating, I won't call it, it's not PR, but it's the way that you have to present the message to your audience will be able to hear it. Look what he doesn't mention. Let's go through a few pesukim and you'll see what he doesn't talk about. The famous pasuk in Yodad, Shuvavon and Shovavim, Nuum Hashem, Kianochi, Ba'alti, Ba'chem, right? I'm your Baal, Lakachti Eschem, Echa Meir, Ushtai, Mishpacha, Bevesi Eschem, Tzion, I'm going to bring you to Tzion. You know, you can return. So it's the children. It doesn't say why, usually because, I think the Meforshim point out, because the Avos, maybe it's the parents have already given up. But the kids, your parents made mistakes, but you didn't. You guys can come back. It's not too late for you, right? Ru'u eschem day of the Haskel pasuk Tazayin Nu Hashem lo yomru od Aron bris Hashem v'lo yala alayv. This is a fascinating. This is what the key point. We're no longer going to be talking about the Aron as the bris of Hashem. This is what Yirmiyahu was speaking to the northern kingdom, saying we're not going to focus on the Aron, at that object, that thing that which we consider like the central part of it. He says, we're not going to talk about that. He's like de-emphasizing it. He's saying, don't be so caught up in the fact that, you know, we had the Aron and you didn't. That's not going to be the central focus anymore. Hashem's going to bring the whole nation together. So this is, again, he doesn't talk about Malchus based David. Right? To relate Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehud, he doesn't mention that at all. He just talks about this overall vision, right? Be'esahu hahi, yikrul Yushalayim kisei Hashem, right? That's going to be the throne of God. Everyone's going to come back to Yerushalayim. No one's going to follow this anymore. And then in the famous in Chav Beis, Shuvu Vanim Shovavim, right? Return, you backsliding, wayward, you naughty boys. Hini Asanu Loch Kiata Hashem Elokeinu. We came back. So this is what they need to hear. They need to hear this idea that it's not too late. He's directly calling out to the northern kingdom, and he's telling you, you know, Shuvu Yisrael, come back. You know, you have to be there. There's a fascinating idea about it's not too late. And according again, as I pointed out from Rabbi Lau, this was the first thing that Yirmiyahu did when he's filled with enthusiasm and he feels that really there's a possibility of bringing back them. Now we pointed out, I think, in one of the first year in the summer, was that Lamaisa was Kemat, Mission Impossible. The Klal Yisrael was so steeped in Avodah Zarah, and even though there was potential there, really it was almost a sealed deal that the Beis HaMikdash was going to unfortunately be destroyed. So Yirmiyahu's mission was not necessarily to stop the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, but he still is trying here. So I want to point out, this is an idea that many the Meforshim point out is a contradiction between what seems to be here at the beginning of our parak and this week's Haftorah. The first, the Shivat Nechemta in Yeshayahu. So Yeshayahu, it's in Parak Nun. Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem says, Eze Sefer Krisus Yimachem Asher Shalach Ticha. Where's your bill of divorce that I sent your mother away with? Oh, Mish, no shot. Asher mecharti eschem lo. Who's the one who I sold you to? Heim ba'avonoseichem nimkartem. V'sheichem shalcha imachem. There's no divorce over here. Yishayahu says, I never sent you away. But you open up the beginning of Perek Gimel, right? And it's leimor hein shalach ish es ishto. I have sent you away. So what's going on here? Was the Klal Yisrael sent? Were we divorced? Were we not divorced? Right, what exactly happened? According to Yishayahu, ain't the Sefer Krisos, it never happened. Lo hayu devar me'olam, you were never ever sent away. And here clearly, you know, we're contrasting that loving relationship of the bride in Perek Beis with here now a woman who's been unfaithful and is sent away. We were unfaithful, we were sent away. So how do you make heads or tails out of this? So I mean, Reisman quoted from the Divrei Yoel, this Igros, I think it's a Kuf Chav Zayin. So I'm going to explain outside what try to give, you know, just a little background, a little light, we'll call it light lumdus. There is a concept which you're familiar with of transferring ownership, where zochin l'adam shlo b'fanav, right? That I can create a zuchus for somebody and do something that's beneficial for them, even if they're not here. Ken, I want to give you a sefer. So you, Ken's not here. I said, Menachem, could you do me a favor? Could you act as Ken shliach? I want to give this sefer to Ken. He doesn't know about it, but come on, who wouldn't want a free chumash? So you say, fine. You pick up the thing and you're now koneit. It's not Menachem's, it's Ken. How can I do that? Ken wasn't here. That's our rule. Zochin sha'adav shalom b'fonav. I can do a zechus for somebody, but I can't do a chiv. I can't take money from Ken for getting it from Menachem. I can't take from you. I can only give to you that this is how we do bar mitzvah presents, right? You know, they want to give the bar mitzvah boy a set of chumash. You want to give a becher. You can't give presents on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you find somebody in the show, you say, here, be a kone of this set of chumashim, these mishnayos, this kiddush cup. Acquired on behalf of the bar mitzvah boy. So he picks it up, so it's the chos, you can do this. So now, you're allowed to do this if there's a mitzia. If there's a mitzia, you're allowed to do this as well. However, there is an exception. The Gemara in Bava mitzia talks about a case where it's chav lachrini. Right. Very good. So what if my doing something is going not to be a zechus, but maybe it's a zechus for this person, but it's going to harm somebody else. Meaning he owns money, so if I get this, it's gonna cause a damage to that. So we don't say, right? We don't say zochin l'adam shlo b'fonav in a place where it's gonna cause a loss to somebody else. Meaning if he owed money or something like that, fine. So comes along more background about a shliach. Sorry, I skipped one step in the equation. You thought this was a Novi Shir, not a Gemara Shir, but we'll see where we're going with this. What if I make a shliach? What if I make a shliach in order to acquire that? So Rashi learns, if you would make a shliach, that's okay. That's okay, even if it's an employee that's chav lachrin, it's still allowed. Tosfos argues it's against the Mefirish Gemara. Tosfos argues, and we paskin like that Tosfos, that you can't do it in a place where that. So you cannot make a shliach where it's going to harm. That's what the yisod that emerges from again. If I had more time, we'd see the Gemara's inside, and we'd read from the igros of the Divrei Yoel. But the yisod that emerges, you cannot make a shliach v'chalim. So it comes along, the Divrei Yoel brings from the Noda Yehuda. Sabra brings from the Noda Yehuda in Shilas and Shuvas in Ibn Ezer, and says, what about, could a man make a shliach to give a get? Not to the Vayagilo himself, but if he wants to make a shliach to give a get to his wife where she doesn't want it. Can he do
something? Is a good husband or a bad husband? He's a bad husband, but...
So the Noda Yehuda, right, in Ebenezer writes that he cannot make a shliach if the wife doesn't want to get. Cannot make a shliach if the wife doesn't want to get. And that's how he uses it to answer the contradiction between Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu. You can only, sometimes the get's a good thing. Sometimes it's a good thing. But it's Ages of Christmas. The only get that could happen, the only gerushin that could happen, if it would be with Toelas for the Klal Yisrael. But it can't be. If it's going to be any harm for the wife, then you can't do that. Kosh Baruch Hu can't do that. So it comes out, that's how he answers up the contrast. So when you put it all together, and it comes out, you can read this, the psukim in Perek Gimel, with the Yeshayahu and Perek Nun, and you understand now how Shivat and Nechemta, this is the beginning of the Nechemta, realized that no, it wasn't a good thing to be separated from a Kosh Baruch Hu, so there really wasn't ever a really valid divorce.
Who's the Shliach?
Who's the shliach? There is no shliach.
The question was, when can you use a shliach?
Zachon
shalom b'fanav infers that there's another party involved.
Yeah, but in the metaphor, who's the shliach in this? Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu? I don't know.
It was direct. I mean, it would work.
It was direct, right. That's not even what it says. It was direct and it would work, but you can't use a shliach for this. Okay, shkoyach, everybody.